19% of the people who filed for bankruptcy were college students. Now, parents, this starts with us and is one of the main reasons why I feel so strongly about this subject that I've been preaching about the last few weeks. This means that in 2004, now listen to me, nearly one in five, think about that, nearly one in five bankruptcies across this land were by young people who have already chalked up a major financial failure in their lives and they haven't even really started their career yet. One in five, almost one in five. That's scary to me. I hope it's scary to you. I don't like that statistic at all. 16, Card Web. Now, this is something else. Listen to this. Card Web reports that you can look up these things online, by the way. Card Web reports that in 1990, the average household that had at least one credit card was carrying a balance of $2,985. As of 2000, that balance was approximately $8,300, or $660 billion of the outstanding credit card debt. Think about that now. In 2007, out of 111 million U.S. households, 72% use credit cards, and their average credit card debt is what dollar amount per household? You think it's $3,100, $8,300, $9,700, or $11,000? I heard the $11,000. Anybody else want to guess? It's actually $9,659. But now listen to this. 13% of that 72%, 13% of the 72% carry balances in excess of $25,000. Now, just do the math sometime. Multiply that by 17 to 18%. And think what that comes out and how much interest someone with that debt would spend in a year. All right? 17, with a debt of $8,300, let's just pick $8,300, and an average interest rate of 17 to 18%, if you paid the minimum payment, it would take you how many years to pay it off, and what would the interest cost you? Can you read that, or do I need to read those? I know I'm in the way of some of you. 10 and a half years, $5,000 worth of interest. 23 years, $7,400 worth of interest. 34 and a half years, $11,000 worth of interest. Or 40 years and $14,000. You guys are just trying to overshoot. No, that's a good guess, though. C is actually the statistical answer. 34 and a half years for $8,300, folks. For $8,300, it would take you 34 and a half years, and you would pay $11,367 in interest. The total amount that you would have paid is $19,667. All right. Remember that one of my main premises for doing this teaching series is our health. What is it that I have said hundreds of times from this quote-unquote pulpit, this aisle that I walk down every Sunday? Do you remember? Jesus died on the... Let's say it together. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that you can be free. Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Now, you know, I know that some of you, I'm making an assumption here, no one has said this, but I'm assuming that some of you probably are frustrated with this teaching series and that I'm not taking Scripture and exegeting it and telling you what it means and how it affects our lives and such. But you know what? This is powerful stuff that we've been talking about. When you really think about it, what is it that burdens people the most in our society? What is the core problem that creates so that other problems spin off of so much in our society? Debt.